Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
All right, welcome back in to Sports Daily, everybody. Rick Regan in for Tommy. One more day. We'll get Tommy back tomorrow. Glad to have you with us on this Tuesday. You can go back and listen to anything you missed in the first hour by going to kfhradio.com. Our video streams also live forever. They're there on Facebook, YouTube, and X for you. Just search KFH. We will begin a partnership with 12 News on the show that will simulcast here next week, Monday. We'll have more information on that later in the week, but we're pretty excited about that opportunity. Looking forward to it. My worlds will collide even more as we do that, but that should be fun. We'll do it right as Big 12 Media Days are happening. We'll get some reports out there from Vegas where the media days are for the first time. I think it's just an incredible idea. I think it's going to be so fun and cool. We've got a giveaway going for you right now. If you want to win some HTOT and coffee, you can text the keyword TTEA to short code 20357. That is out there for you right now. Message and data rates apply. I want to say also a thank you to Prairie Fire Coffee, because mornings at KFH, the staff does enjoy a great cup of coffee from Prairie Fire Coffee, a big old jug of it, a tub of it out there in the Odyssey Studios. Always appreciate that. You heard some of it in Ted's update there. Lincoln Cure, he picks K-State. We thought he would pick K-State. He does pick K-State. It was down to K-State, KU, Oregon, and Texas A&M. So those were the four schools. What I loved, there were a lot of things I loved about this, and we'll get into Cure in just a minute. There are a lot of things I loved about this. It was old school. Made TJ Cleland and the K-State beats and a lot of others make the trek. It's a big drive out to Goodland, Kansas. And it's a big deal for a community like Goodland, Kansas. And it was old school, and you had the four hats, and he got to say his piece. You know, the whole town shows up to support him. He makes his pick. Everybody goes nuts. It happens live. It's not just a Twitter video or a picture or some social media. Like, it was a really cool, old school thing that I loved very much. It was almost nostalgic, because we don't get those as often as we used to. And there's such a big deal in the moment for those kids, for those coaches, for those parents. Like, it felt like it was a flashback to, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago. And I know we still get them. We still get those announcements, and they're always fun. I appreciate and love when we do get them, especially when they're out there in a community like that. But K-State, and there is historical value here because K-State has never landed a five-star by some recruit. And you're going to get different, you know, you're going to get different recruiting services saying different things. But for the most part, this is the first one. You had Avery Johnson, who wasn't a five-star, but maybe was as high profile recently, the way he exploded onto the recruiting scene, went to, you know, the Elite 11 camps and did all those things and became one of the best quarterback prospects almost overnight, even though we knew it was coming for him. Lincoln Kure's been very much on the radar for a while. You don't become a five-star by accident. You're talking about, Rick, a state champion hurdler. He can run basically an 11-second 100-meter dash. He can hit the high jump at 6'2". He was part of a state-contending basketball team. And then, you know, the football player that he was last year, just under 1,000 yards, 14 touchdowns. This is an elite, elite athlete, which is why you get five stars. As a very exclusive club, he got it. K-State got him. And that's a big, big win for the Wildcats.
Well, he's a good-looking kid. Come on.
Yeah, he seems
junior,
like a really good kid.
6'6", yeah. 200. I watched the thing on Channel 12, KWCH. It we spoke for, what, 3-4 minutes? Very nice kid. Surrounded by
thank yous.
Surrounded by his parents. You know, he's clean-cut. Good, you know, just a good-looking kid. You want to root for him, and that's is that why it feels like it's so much of a step back in time watching
it
him?
It was old
know?
School, yeah. He's like the because you just don't get. The, I mean, it's in Goodland, right? There aren't a lot of Goodlands out there left, and so you know. But listen, I know that there's also him, you know, dancing with Avery Johnson on a TikTok video. So don't think it's not new school too, because it is. Like he's going to be fine. But yeah, you love to see the, you know, the gratitude given there at the thing. And that's all fine too. To each his own. But you're talking about a high level athlete. And if you could you can barely draw him any better, at least by, you know, statistics and everything else. I'm curious to know how K-State wants to use him. Cannot wait to find that out. Because yes, he is the size of a tight end. Especially when you consider how much, you know, like muscle and weight he'll put on by when, you know, when he gets to college and gets in those weight programs. But he's got the athleticism when you hear some of those other things. And it's like, man, could he be like, could this, we be looking at some kind of a wide receiver at the same time? Like, could this be a Travis Kelce-esque? Now, I don't want to take anything away from Kelce's blocking because he's a great blocker. And I'm sure that Kure would be too. But, of course, the Chiefs utilize Kelce. They line him up out wide all the time. Is that the sort of weapon Lincoln Kure could develop into? They got another couple of good tight ends in Oakley and Wichita native, you know, Will Ancio up there too. So I love it because I think with Avery Johnson, when I think of a bunch of really good tight ends, and, of course, Ben Sennett just got drafted into the NFL, and that's a good reason to pick K-State if you're Lincoln Kure. KU's, you know, Mason Fairchild had a pretty stellar career at KU too. And you know, while I know KU fans might be disappointed he picked K-State, here's what I will say. I don't think, Rick, that I haven't heard much animosity from KU fans. I'll say it that way. Whereas I think people, and I could be reading the room incorrectly from KU fans, but I do think there was a sense of pride just in that a kid stayed home, and we're seeing more of that, whether it's KU or K-State. Like, these kids are staying home now. And we said this yesterday. I think NIL has made that an easier thing to do. Where do you think Lincoln Kure, if he ends up being as good as, you know, I guess you could say projects to be, where do you think he'll have the most endorsement opportunity? In College Station, Texas, or in the state of Kansas? It's a Kansas kid.
Farm kid from Western Kansas? How could he not go to the Wildcats, really?
Well, but I mean,
you know, he's a farm kid. They're not going to go to KU.
Avery Johnson's not a farm kid, but he's a Kansan. And the opportunity for the local kids to be latched onto by sponsors potentially. It's just it's a bigger deal. I thought this would happen when this all started. I was like, I know everybody's worried that like Alabama and Georgia are going to just go buy all these players. That's not what we're seeing. Now, they're still doing plenty of that. But flashback, let's say, let's go back 6-7 years probably. You think the state of Kansas is able to keep a 5-star with that kind of pedigree in the state? Or is it typical, you know, like Oklahoma swoops in or, you know, one of these other schools that has poached some of our better talent over the years?
I hear that. But let's face it, the K-State and the KU programs, football, are in way better shape than they were.
Well, they are.
Five, six,
but I
seven
think that's
years
a part
ago.
Of the I think that's a part of the reason they're in better shape, though, is because they're keeping the – remember the K-State class of a couple years ago with Ancio and – there were 4 or 5 local kids. Now they get Dylan Edwards back where, you know, where he was originally going to be. Like these rosters are full of Kansas kids, K-State and Kansas. Aaron chimes in on our Facebook stream. KU fan says it was just exciting to have a 5-star keep KU in his final cut. There is some of that too for KU. Now I would say, I think KU has graduated from that to some degree, Aaron. I think KU is no longer a just glad to be in the conversation school. I think they have been really good in the portal. They have a really good coach. They're about to have a new stadium. I think we can safely, and even if, you know, worst case scenario, Jalen Daniels just can't get healthy, even though I really, really hope he is. I think Kansas has graduated and we're past the past, right? They are beyond that now. I think that is far less of a concern. And so, yeah, I think having KU in the mix there was important, and I agree with that, Aaron. I think it was more about, though, just the two Kansas schools are who it felt like he was deciding between. You know, A&M was there, Colin Klein, the connection to A&M, I get it. Oregon's there, just probably because it's an awesome place to go take a recruiting visit. They just signed the Derby tight end, by the way, which is why we didn't really think they were much in the mix there. They just signed Brame out of Derby, who's another top 5 tight end in the country. Pretty odd that we had two of them sitting right here in the state of Kansas. But so it felt like it was down to K-State and KU. And that is the way it should be, Rick. When we have this kind of talent in the state, and look, KU and K-State are always going to get, you know, the 3 stars and deal in the, you know, the business that has made them successful over the years. But when you get up to the 4 and 5 stars, at least in the experience that I've seen, a lot of time those are players that go somewhere else. And I think we're getting past that. And I think, look, KU's success has a lot to do with that, but so does NIL. So does facility. So does the ability to earn. All of these things matter. And I think we're going to see more of this. I think we're going to see more of the highest talent in the area basically just pick between those two schools.
Wouldn't it be great to get inside one of these heads? You know, how are you making? What's the decision process? What are you going through?
Well, we did. Lincoln? We did
a little bit. I mean, a little bit yesterday.
Cure is he? It's just such a fit. Okay, so I was going down this road earlier and I got sidetracked. So when I think of K-State, and I think a guy like Lincoln Cure, who could be a tight end, they have some good tight ends. They just sent Ben Sennett to the NFL. Avery Johnson is. I am with a lot of people. I think he's about to light up the league next year. I think people who didn't get to see him in high school and really only saw him in his time last year and saw how talented a runner he is, are about to see how talented a thrower he is and how electric his arm is. When I think of all the things that probably will make him great, I think of Lamar Jackson. Big arm, can run like crazy, and Lamar Jackson, who's been a 2-time MVP in the NFL, always leans into his tight ends because they can get wide open and they become a safety blanket as he's running around doing his thing. And like, you can't account for everybody. And boom, there's a tight end. He's had great tight ends his entire career. And so when I think about Cure's fit, and yeah, they've got some good tight ends, and And I'm not ruling out the possibility that he just becomes as much of a pass catcher as he is a tight end. Like, I see all of these pieces fitting together with Avery Johnson in a perfect storm. And when you talk about all the different ways they'll be able to roll out players, now Dylan Edwards is there, and they already had DJ Giddens, and the variety and versatility they'll have offensively, and we'll see what life without Colin Klein continues to be like, but the variety that they could potentially run out there for the next 2 or 3 years of Avery Johnson is, I mean, it is, like K-State fans got to be salivating right now. It's just, they just have to be. I mean, it is going to be such a difficult offense to contain if these pieces fit together like you could project them to do, and it is going to be a blast to watch them. And listen, KU fans, I think it's going to be a blast to watch the KU offense too, and Jalen Daniels and the way they have developed a passing game that feels unstoppable at times. I'll tell you this, Rick, I have futures bets on Avery Johnson to win a Heisman. I have future bets on Jalen Daniels to win a Heisman. I am in on these offenses, and I think it will be a massive story, and it won't take long next year for the national audience to become captivated by the quarterback play in the state of Kansas. I think they're both going to contend for a Big 12 title. I think they're both going to contend for a playoff spot, and I think they're both going to have Heisman candidates under center. Now, are they, you know, Heisman finalists? I don't know, but there'll be two players that, if healthy, are in that conversation next year because their skill set seems to fit what they have so dang well, and the teams are going to be successful.
I think you're 100%. I think it's going to be a great long wait for Lincoln Cure to get there with Avery Johnson, but they're going to have a great year this year, and KU's going to have a great year. It's exciting right now to be a college sport fan in our state, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, if you're a K-State fan, you hope that Johnson and Cure play together because you'd have, you know, Johnson going into his sophomore year. If he develops into the superstar, he may not play a senior year. He may be gone after his junior year, which would be Lincoln Cure's freshman year, and Kenny, you know, who knows? But it's all irrelevant. You're just trying to, and let me look at this too. I have not checked. Let me just check where this puts the K-State class, for that 25 class. So let's take a look here because a 5-star is going to elevate things for K-State. So if we go to K-State now, boy, I'm going lower on this list than I thought I would have to. Hang on just a second here. I should have pulled this up during the break, but we'll get it up here. They're not even inside 24/7's top 50 at the moment. So let's that seems like that's crazy with a 5-star. Yeah. Oh, because they just don't have a lot of recruits. Okay, so they've got 9 3-stars and then this 5-star that puts them 62nd. So that'll go up. Kansas, by the way, Kansas is at 54th, still ahead of K-State in that, but. You'll see, I think, both of these teams start to become like top 25 class schools, I hope. I think that should be the goal, probably. They both obviously never needed that to be successful. Well, K-State's never needed that to be successful. KU in very recent years hasn't. And the transfer portal plays into this, too, a place where they've both had a lot of success. But doesn't it feel like, along with this success, we both think that is going to come next year? So will the recruiting success grow? Because I do. I think these can absolutely be perennial top 25, top 30 type recruiting schools in the new world if they can deliver on these next couple of years.
Yeah,
big players.
And your point about keeping the Kansas kids is big. I mean, those guys have been leaving our state for a long time. Maybe we even start pulling guys out of Oklahoma as our teams get better.
Well, I think you will. I mean, I think
we already but those higher guys.
I think a part of it for me is it just seems so attainable. Like, let's say the goal is for both to be top 30 recruiting teams on a yearly basis. I don't think that's unreasonable. Oklahoma State has lived in that space. I think two things would need to happen, and you got to look at these classes now in totality. They need to be almost flawless in keeping Kansas kids in Kansas. and also be successful in the transfer portal. I think that can be enough. I mean, they need to recruit the region still, right, and get, you know, three stars, maybe an occasional four-star, regionally speaking. But if they can keep the best Kansas kids and they can continue to identify and have success in the transfer portal, I think you're going to see that goal achieved. And with that, basically just the floor comes up a little bit, right? The ceiling has been high for a while with K-State. They won a Big 12 championship recently, all the things. But I think the floor comes up as you just continue to acquire and accrue talent that way. And keeping him in the state of Kansas is the most – I think if you asked Chris Klieman and Lance Leipold and got an answer from him, we will if we talk to him, like, is keeping kids in Kansas, you know, is that the first priority? I would guess that they would say yes, because that's where you have to build the foundation of your program. It's going to be a great year. It is going to be a great year in the state of Kansas for college football. Better than we've had in a long time, collectively. We're going to have two Big 12 contenders. I think two national championship contenders.
Plus a whole bunch of new teams to play.
Which is going to make it even better. It's going to make it even more fun. I can't wait. They get Big 12 Media Days next week in Vegas. We'll get a report from Vegas out there. Don't worry. We're going to have lots of fun with that experience. I'm jealous of everybody going out there to cover it because it is a laid-back coverage experience. It's pretty chill if you're out there kind of working it a little bit. Lots of downtime in Vegas. Good place to have some downtime. All right, we'll come back. Aaron Rodgers took some downtime right in the middle of training camp. Not training camp, but mandatory workouts that he wasn't there for. We'll tell you where he was. Are we worried about it? What do you think of his chances, the Jets' chances this year? We'll look at some futures bets and some things like that. It's Sports Daily. It's all Brockton Regan. We'll be right back. Welcome back in, everybody. Glad to be here with you. It's Jacob Albrock, Rick Regan, and for Tommy Caster, it is Sports Daily. Tommy back in tomorrow as we make our way through a Wednesday. We'll have Royals baseball back tonight, and Royals baseball back for a little while until we hit the All-Star break. Big series coming up. We'll get more into that game tonight and look at the Rays series in just a little bit. All right, Rick, we get the Aaron Rodgers reason for the unexcused absence, as his coach called it. He had a pre-planned trip. We knew that much. But now it's SNY reporting that it was for a trip to Egypt that was booked while he was recovering from his Achilles tear. A quote from Connor Hughes giving him something to look forward to during one of the lowest points of his career. The Jets then, I think, changed the date on that mandatory minicamp, and it crossed over with the trip. And so, therefore, it was an unexcused absence that his coach and his owner didn't seem too terribly worried about. His teammates have not seemed too terribly worried about it. I have said that I'm sort of out on this. It's hard to imagine for me, Rick. And I'm not mad at Aaron Rodgers for not going to mandatory minicamp. I don't care, as long as his teammates don't care. But what gives me pause about it is it's hard for me to imagine a guy at his age coming off of that injury who, you know, it's been a long time since we have seen him play at a really high level. But it's hard for me to imagine that he can just step right in and be awesome again. Now, he just needs to be better than they were. I get it. But, you know, right now we're looking at them. They're, according to ESPN Bet, the seventh best odds to win the AFC. I believe it's the 11th, you know, best odds. In best, I mean like most likely to win, you know, the Super Bowl. I don't know how this is going to work if Aaron Rodgers isn't fully committed, and he just doesn't quite seem fully committed to this, if that makes sense.
He should have been there. It's a team
cancel
thing.
The trip and go,
it's
right?
A team thing. He should have been there. He knew when he booked that trip when he was injured.
Well, he didn't know when he booked it. He knew after.
The trip, when it was going to be. I mean, the dates of the trip weren't, you know, those dates are kind of in stone. It doesn't make any difference to
when
me.
When you got all the money in the world, is it really that hard to change the dates on your trip to Egypt?
When you've got all the money in the world, how do you stay motivated to show up?
Well, I think his motivation to be great is still there. I just don't know if it's the highest it's ever been. And when you have to overcome the things he'll have to overcome physically, which is rehabbing from an Achilles tear, which is being old, I think that makes it more difficult to not be 100% all in on it. And look, he may feel like he is. His teammates may feel like he is. But he wasn't there for a mandatory minicamp, and I just think it's not that bothers me in some tremendous way. It just makes me not want to give it a chance to work. And by work, what do we mean? Win a Super Bowl, right? Like, yeah, they could get to the playoffs, they could do these things, but they didn't bring Aaron Rodgers into New York to get to the playoffs. Their expectation is to try to win a Super Bowl, and if he's not all in, it's hard for me to imagine. Their win total right now by Vegas, over under 9.5 wins. 9.5 wins. Do you see the Jets getting to 10 wins this year?
No. I don't see how Aaron Rodgers plays the whole season, actually. I know that's just way out of the blue, but these guys aren't completely motivated anymore.
Well,
He's going to the pyramids in UFC fights. He should be showing up in practice for the other guys.
He has been there for he's been there for everything else. Like, look.
Your leader.
It seems like his teammates, but move the trip. Move the trip. And here's what I will say. I don't love Aaron Rodgers. I don't hate, and I'm talking about from a sports perspective. I don't know Aaron Rodgers, so I don't. You know, have a personal feeling to him any one way. But as far as from a sports perspective, don't love Aaron Rodgers, don't hate Aaron Rodgers, don't have a strong lean either way. I know a lot of people do. I don't. I want to see good quarterback play in the NFL more than anything else. I want every NFL game I watch to feature quarterbacks that are competent at that level. And so more than anything else, I just want him to be that. I really root for Breece Hall. And so I want the Jets to be successful. And I think if Aaron Rodgers is, full health, ready to roll, we are about to see Breece Hall with an opportunity that he has not had before in the NFL. He has almost been hamstrung by bad quarterback play. And we know what running backs, Aaron Jones, for all those years with Aaron Rodgers. Breece Hall has a chance to be incredible. So I root for their success, you know, maybe as much that as anything else. Mike says maybe the tickets were non-refundable.
Yeah.
Well, that's sort of my point. I think even if they were, when you make, you know, $40, $50 million a year, you could probably take the hit on a $900 plane ticket. I don't know. And again, it's fine. Like, do what you want to do. It just makes it harder for me to imagine that they can achieve their ultimate success. I want him to be really good this year. Because I think it's an incredible story. I think it'll make Breece Hall even better.
It makes football better.
It makes football better. It's interesting. I want to see what Garrett Wilson's capable of with a great quarterback because I think he's incredible. Again, like all these really good players that have been hamstrung by just some of the worst quarterback play in the league for a while, I want to see what they're capable of. And they just can't do it if Aaron Rodgers can't give them something. And at the end of the day, with all of it, the other really tricky part, Rick, is we don't even know what version of Aaron Rodgers we're going to get yet. That you know, even if you don't factor in the injury, and you have to factor in the injury, especially when it is that injury, you have to factor it in. Yes, Aaron Rodgers, when you go back to 21 and 22, was your MVP, right? Incredible seasons. 2022, his last full season in Green Bay? It was okay. It was certainly better than what the Jets have had. Don't get me wrong. It was all right. 26 touchdowns, 12 interceptions. A far cry from where it was a couple of years before that. So, you know, if you look at that, We don't even know what kind of quarterback he still can be. Can he be what he was in 22? I think that's where you have to sort of draw the line, because you cannot expect him to come back and be the, you know, the back-to-back MVP guy of 20 and 21. You just can't expect. That's totally unreasonable. Well, so can he get back to what he was, you know, his last year in Green Bay?
Think of how he was at the end of last.
I think that's the hope.
Think of how he was at the end of last season. He was throwing the
ball.
The last
season he was healthy.
Of this
right,
season.
The last
no,
season.
No. I mean, at the end of this past season, when
he was on
when he was saying,
rehabbing his Achilles.
Yes, but he was throwing the football. Oh, could he come back for the last game? Could he, you know, could he get a play? I mean, Aaron Rodgers may be in great shape. He says, I don't need to go to practice because I just risk myself, and so I'm skipping. Then again, as the leader, you show up for the other guys. I saw an article where it showed at the, I forget what they call it, the non-committed minicamp, you know, the one where they don't have to show up unless they want to. And five or six of the top money-making quarterbacks in the league were with Aaron Rodgers, looking at pyramids. And Patrick Mahomes was at that practice, and he was throwing to guys because he's the leader of the team. And you hear talk of that all the time, that Aaron Rodgers or that Patrick Mahomes is, you know, dripping down on everybody else on that team, and they're all picking up his kind of attitude. Aaron Rodgers is going on a break. Is that the attitude you want to drip onto all the guys on your team when you're the Messiah? Let's face it, they treat him like he is everything. He is completely the coach, lets him be what he wants to be. Ownership lets him be what he wants to be. He's not really held accountable a whole lot. It doesn't appear to be. And I think you got to go do that for the guys on the team. You're the man. If you're the man, you got to go be the man. And you can't just be the man when they see you on, you know, the Ultimate Fighting thing Saturday night.
Too many distractions. I agree. Too many distractions. Again, I hope it works.
Well, it's $25 million guaranteed. I don't understand how these guys get motivated anyway. Ever since the Tatum deal popped up on TV, $60 million a year. When you're making $1 million a week, Jacob, how do you get motivated to go to work?
What do you mean? You're motivated to be the best.
You're making $1 million. Your off time is going to be pretty distracting.
You don't get to that point where these guys are if you're not already motivated to be the best.
I know.
And I think it's that simple.
I understand.
You're motivated to be the best.
I understand. I just don't understand.
I think it is $1 million
a week. Jacob, I give you a job. You pay you $1 million a week. How many weeks do you work at that job? Maybe it's just my age, but you pay me $1 million a week after about a month and a half, you know, hey, I've been here an awfully long time, folks. Got my $6 million.
We all have different motivations. Your motivation isn't to be the best at it. I think when you're talking about Jason Tatum, when you're talking about Aaron Rodgers, I think one thing that is crystal clear about Aaron Rodgers is he wants to be the best. He wants that pretty badly. Or he wouldn't still be playing.
Be famous.
He does want to be, and a part of that is being, being the best quarterback. I mean, that's a part of it too. Nothing makes him more famous than he's not going to be nearly as famous, maybe infamous, if he comes out and falls flat on his face this year. I think the chances of that are fairly low. I think, you know, the floor is probably still better than what they had. Well, it's not probably. His floor is certainly better than what they've had. Plus, but I don't think it's as much a motivation to be the best. It's just like, does he still have it in him to do the things it takes to do to be the best? Because at his age and coming off that injury, that has to be more probably than he's ever given it ever before. He's got an eye on politics. He's got an eye on entertainment. He's got an eye on all of these things. Can his eye still be on football enough to do it? I think it is perhaps and probably the most interesting story, at least of the early NFL season.
The greatest guys in sports, the greatest guys in the history of sports. Jacob, you never would have asked that question.
Correct. Not at their age. Again,
never,
toward the end of their career. Right.
Never would have asked
them. And we've never asked it about Aaron Rodgers before the last few years, to be fair. Like, it's only now a question for him. But even when Tom Brady was, you know, did you ever question whether Tom Brady loved football?
Come on. Of course
right?
not.
Did you ever... Michael Jordan, we question whether he loved basketball there for a little stretch. He didn't. He played baseball.
I don't know. I just watched the Jordan thing again over the last couple of days. I watched all 10 of them again. The dance, the last dance. I had to. There's nothing else.
Do you ever question Patrick Mahomes that he loves football?
Never.
That it's his top priority? And put family aside, because that's not fair. But, you know, professionally speaking.
Guy's a football player, right?
You ever have that question about, I don't know,
When Patrick Mahomes is doing all his commercials and everything, do you ever think that that's distracting, that that's like not, like, no.
No, because it takes like a day. It's fine.
And it's him. They're all fun.
It takes no time.
Yeah, I mean.
Those things don't take the talent involved in them, which is what you would call that. That doesn't take them very long. But yeah, he's spending his offseason flying guys down to his, you know, to Texas to throw him, Pat, you know. And he's a lot younger. Listen, he's a lot younger than Aaron Rodgers is.
Did Aaron Rodgers take? Maybe Aaron Rodgers took some wide receivers to Gaza or to Egypt. Giza, whatever. Maybe he went to pick cotton.
We'll see. I don't know. I don't know how this is going to go for Mr. Rodgers, but I hope for Breece Hall's sake it goes really well. 869-1240. You can leave. We've got some comments on that on our video streams as well. You can see those there. Facebook, YouTube, X. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back. It is Sports Daily. We'll get more into this Royals series, the Rays series. We'll take it a little game by game, look ahead to that a little bit, and take you through the rest of things. We'll look at it from a betting perspective. Anything out there in the Royals game that we might want a little action on tonight? It's all coming for you. Jacob Albrock, Rick Regan in. It's Sports Daily. Welcome back in, everybody. Jacob Albrock here alongside Rick Regan. We are taking you through a Tuesday. We've got our Text to Win contest out there for you. You can text the keyword TEA to short code 20357. Win some HTO iced tea and coffee. Again, our one time a day message and data rates apply. We are making our way into a Royals baseball. It was, you know, you get those days off, Rick, on when the team does something great, like taking 3 out of 4 in Cleveland, and you're just like, man. Let's just keep playing. Let's just stay hot here. Except the Royals hadn't had a day off in a long time. They get 3 over the next 2 weeks, so rest will not be an issue here. You got a good team coming in. You got a hot team coming in. You got a team that's been there before. You know, they're not afraid of these things. Certainly, they're ready to try and put themselves back in a position to reach the postseason again. And if you're the Royals, you're at home. And it's pretty simple. The Royals are favored tonight behind Brady Singer. So they're slight favorites. Not a whole lot, though. You look at by Vegas here, it's minus 120 at ESPN Bet. So the Royals are your favorite. Again, it is a slight favorite. Your over-under is set at 9.5. I don't love any of that, quite frankly. You could take the Royals... Well, see, this is interesting. You can get the Royals at -1.5 at +175 if you think they might win and win by 2 runs. You get better. I don't really love any of it. I don't think from a betting perspective tonight. I guess I would lean to the Royals. It's Brady Singer's. You know, when he's good, he's real good, and when he's not, but it's a tougher call for me from a betting perspective, but. Certainly, it's a game, I think, just at the base of it, you expect to win if you're the Royals. So then lining up in the rest of the series, it'll be Waka tomorrow and Alec Marsh on Thursday for the July 4th game. You get this series against Tampa, who's on fire, and you get it without your two aces. So what are we looking at here, Rick? I mean, if we've talked in the first hour about expectations, all these things, how many wins— I mean, I think certainly it's a series. You don't want to lose any home series. I think the expectation for the Royals, the rest of them, I don't care who they're playing, is to win their home series. But, I mean, would it be reasonable to think sweep here without your two aces, without Reagans, without Lugo? I mean, is that within the cards here? Should they just try to be winning a series? This is an interesting one. It's kind of mixed in here, and the way it's all lining up in the rotation makes expectations a little bit more difficult for me.
Well, maybe we get a little social success here, too. You know, we've had some rest. The guys are traveling. It's a holiday. The stands are going to be packed all 3 days, tonight, tomorrow, and Thursday.
You know, you would think so, yeah.
You know it's going to be big nights. Big nights of games.
So let's see what Tampa, I know they've been red hot lately. Okay, so they were at home for a stretch. So this is their first part of a road trip. So I think that's less of, and they did also have a day off yesterday. So they'll be fine. I think it's less of, you know, them coming on the road is less of a problem for them than it might be, you know, for normal circumstances. I think it's, I mean, you gotta, I don't know. I just have had a hard time with this series. I think you can keep it simple though. I think you can keep it simple that it appears the Royals have found a groove again and they're at home. So you at least take two or three. And I think you keep sweep in mind. You don't have your two aces. Here's the other thing, though. If you can get through this, you know, with wins, now you get your two aces on the road. And, yeah, it's against Colorado, but maybe a good chance to win a road series, which they haven't done a lot of this year.
Yeah, and it's only two games, too. It's a little quickie weekend in and out, win two games. That's good action. And then straight down 70 to Cardinals, I think, are next, right? So it's a lot.
You get Colorado in between it. So they got to buzz over to Colorado for three, and then they get that two game series with St. Louis, and then they get a big one. You know, if this weekend at home against Tampa is big, on the road against Boston right before the All-Star break is even bigger. That series, as it lines up right now, you would get Reagans and Lugo and Singer. So and you'd get Singer in the day, which has been a thing, by the way. Brady Singer's been really good in day games this year. That Boston series lines up for you perfectly. And that will be a tremendous opportunity for Kansas City, because that is one of the teams they're going to be competing with. Tampa is too. So you look at that, and you know, St. Louis is good. They're not going to be competing with St. Louis for a playoff spot, obviously, and Colorado stinks. So it's an interesting stretch of games. It is. After the All-Star break, the Royals come back and they'll get the White Sox. They'll get Arizona. They'll get the Cubs. Then they get the White Sox again. Then they get Detroit again. Then you're looking at a pretty soft stretch of the schedule. I mean, of all of those teams we just talked about, I mean, none of them are really that good after the break. The Diamondbacks are two games under 500, so I don't think I would call them bad. Of course, they went to a World Series last year, but the Cubs have really struggled. I mean, the Cubs are one of the worst teams in the National League right now. But you're looking at a stretch where you get the White Sox twice, the Diamondbacks, the Cubs, Detroit, before you play Boston again. And then it gets to be a pretty tough stretch for a minute after that. But here's the thing with Kansas City. You look at it, and until they get to August 23rd, they get it. There's mixed into all of that is a really big series in Minnesota, but between the All-Star break and that, there are a lot of winnable games for the Royals. All right, let's real quick before we take our final break. Anthony wants to chime in. What's up, Anthony? Welcome into Sports Daily.
Hey, I know you guys probably know me well enough. No, I'm not a real big baseball guy, but I am kind of following along. I guess as the Royals go is where I go. I guess that's the big thing. So
yeah.
You know, my thing is with the Royals is, you know, win the games you're supposed to win. That's the simple mathematics. Win the games you're supposed to win. Win the series that you're supposed to win. Sweep them if you can. But then at the same token, to really build your confidence, you also have to be able to win some of those series that no one expects you to win. And I think that will really bode well for their confidence. I want to say real quick, kind of getting off topic, I had a great weekend because I got to check out a lot of basketball action. You guys probably know about this, but it was the I-35 Showcase Series. A lot of good girls basketball action. And the surprising thing is how many coaches was out checking out some of these young talents. So
that's awesome. I saw a lot of young basketball players out and about. That's probably why, in uniform around town. I bet that's what that was. That's cool.
Yes, that's what it was. So I just wanted to throw that out there, too. And you know, the state of Kansas, we're blessed to have a lot of good girls basketball action. It's a lot of coaches are actually looking at it at such a young age. So get out and support these young ladies. But, yeah, that's my thing on the Royals. Win those series that you're supposed to win. Sweep them if you can, but steal some that no one expects you. And I believe if they do that, then that helps their confidence even more and puts them in a better position. And who knows, good dog fight for the division between them and Cleveland. And, of course, we know – Jeff Lutz. He's a Cleveland fan. Sorry about that. Sorry about his luck, but, you know, it is what it is. I'm just throwing some shade
at him.
Yeah,
I know. You got to. You got to throw that shade. Of course you got to throw that shade. When you're a hometown fan of the Royals. I'm with you. Thank you, Anthony, for the call. We'll talk again soon. I think you're right on with it. And then it just becomes, you know, back to the question. So if you're winning the series you're supposed to win, Tampa, they're hot, but that's a series at home that you're supposed to win if you're the Royals. And they get it tonight, by the way. You'll hear coverage of that game beginning right here on KFH at 7 o'clock. And if you want, you know, more baseball coverage and you're not in your car, you can also go to the Odyssey app. And you can listen right there to the Royals games. And we'll be right here tomorrow to probably overreact to that one game. Because that's the beauty of good baseball, Rick, is you get to overreact to one out of 162 each and every day of the summertime. That's why I love baseball.
Every pitch.
Good baseball. Good baseball. All right. We'll come back. We'll tell you what else is on the network and wrap things up next on Sports Daily.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.